Ballots will be mailed to all qualified voters, anybody who's been registered to vote within the proposed boundaries of the new borough since August 22nd of 2012. They'll be mailed out on Monday, November 26th. They must be received by the Division of Elections, postmarked at least, by December 18th, and up to 10 days to be received if postmarked within the U.S. and 15 if postmarked outside the U.S.
So then you start counting the votes when, basically?
We probably will have our first count I'm not sure yet on that, but day 7 or day 10 following Election Day, depending on quantity of ballots we have back.
So Election Day is really the deadline for postmarking or getting the ballot to the Division of Elections?
Correct. It's a deadline for postmarking. It'll be the last day that somebody could actually vote in person there at the Petersburg City Clerk's office.
Why have an absentee in-person voting if it's a mail-in election anyway?
Well, people can they can drop off their voted ballots to the city clerk, the absentee voting official there, and they will then in turn get the ballots to the Division of Elections for that voter.
So basically, it's just another avenue to vote. It makes it a little easier if people, for some reason, don't want to mail it in. They can go in and do it that way.
Correct. And if for some reason they don't get their ballot, they may not be at the mailing address the division has on files, because these ballots will not be forwarded to any new address. It's going to go to the mailing address that the Division of Elections has on file for the voter. And so if they are going to be out of town during that period of time, they can go to the city clerk's office and vote.
This is an election for to whether or not to approve the borough, but also to elect an assembly and planning commission, so on, several boards. And people running for office apparently have to have 50 signatures on a petition. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's in Title 29 of Alaska law, and it requires that everybody who's running for office submit a nominating petition and have signatures, names, and addresses of voters, of at least 50 voters within that proposed area.
So that's not a question of something in Petersburg's borough petition. That's actually a state law, state requirement.
Correct.
And have you found in the past that can make it difficult then for people who live in outlying areas to get all those signatures in the time provided?
We haven't had any difficulties in the past. Wrangell had an incorporation election in 2008, and they had no difficulties, you know, getting nominating petitions submitted timely and qualified.
What's the counting process work like? Basically, you just count the ballots a couple times, and just like any other election, and then you certify it?
Correct. What we'll do is we'll have probably a couple counts. Probably day 10 would be my guess. Matt, I'm not certain yet. And then again, if needed, on the 15th day. And then we'll have the State Review Board. We'll post unofficial results, and then we'll have the State Review Board come in and do their review of the election and certify, give me certified results, and then we'll certify the election.
So you expect to have at least unofficial results before the end of December, I guess.
Correct.
Once the vote happens, if it is a yes vote, then is that it? Is the borough has been formed then?
That's correct. What happens is it would be an incorporation of the Home Rule Petersburg Borough, which would result in the concurrent dissolution of the existing Home Rule City of Petersburg. However, the city of Kuprinoff would remain.
If it's a no vote, does that end the division's involvement, and basically the city would have to go back through LBC and start all over again if it wanted to, or
that's correct.
Sort of thing?
That's correct. If it fails, then it's over as far as the division's involvement, and then I believe if the petitioners wanted to try again, they could try again.
And it is simply a majority vote. It's not based on area or population. It's simply the majority of voters in the entire borough area, just a regular majority.
That's correct.
Anything else that people should know about this that they might not have seen on the announcement, or may have questions? Typical questions you get on these sorts of votes.
Well, if folks are interested in filing for office, the nominating petitions, you know, will be available on October 2nd. We'll have those on our website. They can also contact our offices and get copies sent to them or emailed to them.